I am standing outside something I thought had died out in Britain. A baker's. A proper baker shop. Not a chain. A real baker's. I'm going to have to go in. I'm looking at the window. Reuben's Bakehouse. I'm in Twickenham. Twickenham High Street, as far as I can tell. And I am looking at the most wonderful display of bread. Oh, and the smell in here is phenomenal. Well, I didn't think we had real bakers in England anymore. This is, let me see if I can describe to you what I can see. There's shelves with beautiful looking breads, Bloomers and Twickenham Cottage. Hello. And there is the most charismatic man you can imagine is putting the bread on the shelves. Excuse me, are you the baker?
I'm the owner and the baker, yes, but I don't bake every day anymore.
I'm sorry, you're live. I'm making a small recording. I was walking past, friends had told me Twickenham has a real baker's.
Yes.
And I'm astonished.
Okay,
I'm astonished. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Have you been baking all your life?
No. It's, well, for many years, because back in Italy, my daddy was a chef and my granddaddy was a baker. But I was doing a completely different job in here.
Oh. Do you mind if I ask what you were doing?
I was interior designer.
Interior designer?
Yeah.
You left interior designer to become a baker?
Yeah.
Most people leave accountancy or something like that to become a baker. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, I didn't find the office job rewarding as such. I like to do this one.
Wow. So what's your name?
Igor.
I'm Roger.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
I used to live in Twickenham.
Okay. Where do you live now?
I live in Cork in Ireland.
All right. Interesting. Good move for you. Why?
My wife is Irish. My wife is from there. So and I'm back over here for an assignment. I'm a photographer.
Actually,
I'm a food photographer.
Nice.
So I'm staying with friends and they said, we have a baker's. We actually have a real baker in Twickenham. God. How long have you been open?
We open on middle of November.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. It's challenging.
Yes.
But it's interesting.
But are people taking to the idea? Because in England, we lost all our bakers.
No. I do bake mainly on the weekend. During the weekend, I do now the admin and the admin. And make sure that you keep going, developing idea, menu, product. That's really mainly what is now. I swap in a way, still office job.
So I was going to say, you left interior design to become a manager. Well, what's your favorite bread? Tell me what your favorite bread
is. Well,
much
all of them. I'm very proud about the English bread, of course, but the sourdough or spelt. You know, they're very closer to my tradition as well, really. The Spain, you know, the sourdough is the one with natural levain. So it's no commercial yeast. Or the spelt is, if I recall it, farro, which is it's very popular where I'm from, Tuscany. We do lots of soup. It's like almost spelt barley, but then they're kind of similar, but it's a different type of wheat. And it's very nice, the flavor is nice.
I should get a sourdough from you, mm-hmm. simply because my daughter this week is cultivating the dough this week, so she can start making her own. So she's 8 years old,
and
she's making her own dough.
That's good. I've got lots of people that ask me if I have to do it, to be involved with children in school. So it's a nice follow-up, especially here in Twickenham. It's a good community.
Igor, it's wonderful. Now, I noticed your name is Igor, but the shop is called Rubens. Rubens,
it's my son. It's my head son.
Okay.
That's why, because that's how I started baking with him, to keep him busy on the weekend when my wife was working. And then he grew up, and he say, he say to me, "Dad, it could be a potential business for you." That's how...
Your boy has the business head.
Yeah, so when he come here, the only thing he's interested is like, "Dad, can I stay by the till?" He's only seven.
He's got a sharp brain. Well, I will definitely have a sourdough.
Yes.
And I'm going to have a fruit Let me see, you've got a fruity bun.
Yeah, fruity bun, which I just the last one is really still nice and hot. It's been baked now. It's based on the challah bread, you know, the challah, the traditional Jewish.
Yeah.
So it's a dairy-free, it's only got organic eggs, and sunflower oil, fruit and raisin. It's like it's a sweet bread. Or brioche, traditional French-Italian brioche, with butter, eggs, and milk. So it's richer. Morning.
A sourdough and a fruity bun, I think.
Sure.
Yes.
We go as well sesame seed topping.
No, I prefer
the meat. So what sort of food you working for some...
I do, well, my friend runs a catering company.
Oh, right. So is it Evelyn Dish?
No, Julia Lester.
Okay.
And then in Cork, could be pig farmers, could be cheese manufacturers, but they all tend to be artisan people.
Okay.
And of course, they always have a story to tell as well, you know.
Do you like larger or smaller? 250, 400 gram, 350 for the larger sour.
Can I have two small ones then? Two small ones would be great.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Okay.
And
you?
You
good? What would you like? One of your small brown. Will you finish the show? That one there.
No, you can tell me this one. You know, at least I know what you. I keep you. Pesto.
Pesto.
No, in Spanish? No. Italian?
No. Polish?
Polish, okay. Sourdough.
Sourdough.
It's the one with the natural, not commercial yeast. It's very popular. There are a couple of, Polish ladies that come.
Sourdough bread.
I've got lots of Polish, it's a bread with natural yeast, not commercial yeast. It's a traditional with a nice thick crust. Yeah, no problem. So you say two or small, eh?
Yes, please. I will, I have friends, I will say you must go now to Reuben. It's fantastic. And what days do you bake on, Igor?
I mainly do bake on the weekend.
I'm on the weekend.
During the week is order, admin, and taking out. I've got this new girl, which I'm training her. So I come on the Thursday, and I stay with her, and I'm doing all the sort of training to bring up to the sort of standard. But she's good. She's very good.
And is it all done in this?
All
oven, in this
wood stone, fire, wood fire, or electric, but with a stone. But we mix. We do everything in here.
Wow. So it's theatre as well. There's a show.
Yes, indeed. A 10, please. You haven't got 10p by any chance?
I probably do, actually.
It'll be lovely.
Make a difference, won't it? There we go. Oh, no. There's one. Can you grab it?
Can I?
Perfect. Yep.
You need a carry bag, eh? I'll do it. I'll give it for you.
No, it's all right. Don't worry.
You sure?
Yes. Yes, I can get it under my arm.
Can give me one if you want.
Does it have your logo on?
No, no logo yet. I've done the logo on the canopy myself. I still have to, because I used to be on the graphic and things. I used to do all of my own, and so I've done all the design and everything, the graphic, just myself.
It looks really, really lovely. It's a really nice atmosphere when you come
in. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks for
coming.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Wow. And.